This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That's right, you're locked into The Pulse, bringing you fresh new music and the latest in the music world, Daryl and Hanif with you this evening. Before the break, we had a chat with Hassan Chowdhury, the CEO of Rate Records, on what's been brewing for them in the pandemic world. If you'd like to check out that interview again, don't forget that the podcast will be up real soon on our website, www.bfm.my/pulse. Right, time for our second story, Hanif.
Yeah, second story is going to be about short videos. So online video sharing platform, YouTube has officially rolled out the beta version of its short video extension called Shorts right here in Malaysia. It was initially made available in India late last year, but has now rolled out to more than 100 countries, including ours.
Yeah, this kind of follows a trend of Instagram and TikTok, right? You know, one minute videos, and then just a sidetrack note, but I think maybe people's attention span is really taking a hit during this lockdown.
But I guess it also allows you to, I guess, be a bit more experimental. To be honest, I am a bit confused as to what's the difference between, for example, when it comes to like
Reels.
Reels and Instagram, right? Mm. Or Reels and IGTV, But apparently, shorter video allows you to, I guess, be more expressive. A la Twitter lah, back then, you know, when Twitter still had that word limit, right?
Yeah, the word limit, that's right. So like it or not, you know, this is the latest fad in the world of social media, 1 minute videos. People have embraced this format either for entertainment but also for education. We've seen how creative content creators when it comes to utilizing the platform, right?
Yeah, but one important component that has always enhanced the experience of watching short videos on these platforms is the music. Mm. Music has always been crucial in accentuating the experience, be it in the form of dance videos, comedic skits, or even some serious videos. You know, when it comes to sometimes some serious videos, you have, you know, the sound bit sort of like accentuating the experience, right?
Got you.
Influencing how you feel about certain things.
Drum cams would work really well in that 1 minute.
Actually, that's a good idea. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. So, despite mainly being a visual platform, YouTube, mostly for videos, music is still a big part of YouTube, right? A significant role in the success of these platforms. So, to learn about this, we speak to our resident tech guru, Matt Armitage from CulturePop. Thanks for joining us, Matt. Now, one of the standout features that's available for YouTube Shorts, I guess, is the ability for users to use any videos that are on the platform as part of the background sound or music for their shorts. Do you think this would give the platform the edge over its competitors?
It's really difficult to say because the audience for YouTube, I think, is quite different to the audience, certainly the audience for TikTok. There's probably a bit more overlap with the Instagram audience. So while I think it will benefit existing content makers on the YouTube platform, YouTube doesn't quite have that perception as being a social media platform that, say, Instagram and TikTok have. So I think it'll be a little bit more difficult for the company to build the following from that kind of point of view. But it is still a fantastic resource, but I think it is probably geared a little bit more towards people who are a little bit more skilled maybe in content production.
Yeah, it's interesting to see YouTube embracing short form video content at a time when TikTok is also embracing a longer video length format to allow users to upload longer content. Some have said that this might also be an opportunity for them to allow musicians to debut exclusive music videos on its platform one day. Do you see this happening and taking off successfully on TikTok?
I think so, because TikTok has that music DNA baked into it. I mean, it evolved from essentially a karaoke platform. So it's always been about music. It's always been about dance. It's always had that kind of music element to it. And what we've seen recently is platforms like YouTube and Instagram adding that music component that was always baked into TikTok from the start. So certainly I do see TikTok going in that direction. I do see it becoming much more of a music and just a content discovery platform in general, because we're seeing people becoming TikTok stars, not just for, you know, doing the kind of crazy pranks or the funny dances or whatever, but we're seeing a lot of comedians and other content makers moving into that platform as well, because it lends itself very well to that instant short form audience response.
Mm. Regardless, the format is most likely here to stay. And judging by how it has helped people discover new music, new tunes, do you think, Matt, that this will be the future of music discovery moving forward?
Well, everyone likes to say, you know, is this the future of music discovery? And we have so many different platforms for music discovery now. So really, it's just another one that's added to the arsenal. Whether we see something like Instagram Reels staying in the kind of competition for the long haul, it hasn't had the kind of response, from what I understand, that maybe people intended it to. But I think one of the big differences with what's happening with YouTube is very popular with advertisers. It's very popular with big corporations. And that's something that TikTok has kind of struggled to bring across, because there have been the issues about privacy, where servers are located, who owns the company. So we've seen more issues with companies coming on board with TikTok. So I would say that potentially the YouTube Shorts is great for advertisers. Whether it's great for consumers, I'm not sure, because consumers are on TikTok, advertisers prefer YouTube. There does seem to be a mismatch there.
Mm. One thing I can help but think of when it comes to talking about this is that music can't be detached from the visual element. I can't help but think of this being an extension to something like MTV to a certain extent.
I mean, to an extent, but I mean, when you say you can't detach music from the visual element, of course you can, because, you know, we're talking on a radio station that plays music. So there's no visual component to that. Obviously, platforms like Spotify and Apple Music and Tidal are mostly audio only. So it's just another way of consuming the same content. Some people like to look at the video and like to look at the music as they consume it, or they like to hear other people creating content and remixing videos and coming up with their own content to complement the song. So it really is just, and as I said earlier, it's just another kind of layer. It's another tool in the arsenal for music.
Yeah, and YouTube is pretty much like a verb right now, isn't it? You know, you Google it, you YouTube it. And would you say, Matt, that they have an advantage, a higher chance to succeed?
Well, obviously YouTube has all the licensing and the deals in place, and that's one of the most important things. Also, as I said, it has that support from advertisers. It has that big parent company, Google, which is where a lot of the advertising revenue is automatically directed to. So we can't discount what YouTube is doing in this space. But ultimately, it comes back down to the users. The platforms have launched various subcategories or new features throughout the years that haven't been successful, and we forget how many features just get quietly dropped or rolled back. So we have to see whether these new kind of short form videos for YouTube are something that are going to stay the course, or whether this is just an experiment that the company is going to quietly phase out in kind of 12 or 18 months.
Mm. Do you think TikTok, Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts will change how people make music? Not only from the visual perspective, but also from the fact that the pressure to have short catchy riffs or snippets of earworms is much higher now?
We're already seeing this trend of algorithmically tuned music. So music that's produced and then it's put through algorithms to see whether it's likely to be picked up by the browsers and the algorithms on YouTube or Spotify or any of these other platforms. And there have been complaints that it's making a lot of music sound too similar, because you're looking for a very narrow band of sounds and keys and melodies with which to make your music popular. So we're already seeing people change the way they make music to fit with the streaming platforms. Whether it will actually change the way people make the music in terms of making the music shorter or bringing the hook sort of further up in the music so that it hits that within the first 30 or 60 seconds, that remains to be seen. Because what we also have to see is artists getting rewarded for using these platforms. So if artists get sufficient rewards for their music being used on shorts, if they see enough income streams coming from that, perhaps you will see music changing to fit that. But otherwise, I think it's potentially just going to be a gimmicky type thing that may be quite short-lived.
Mm. Lastly, Matt, TikTok has kind of garnered a reputation of introducing old songs and classic tunes to newer audiences. Do you think moving forward that they can get listeners to discover new songs as well?
Well, I think TikTok's been very good at helping people to discover old songs. I mean, the company's been very proactive when it comes to commissioning its own content and pulling music out of archives. So anything like this can, but it all depends on how users want to use it. So what you might find over the long run is that you see a very small number of songs being used for this content. So what we want to see is it actually increasing people's access, increasing people's exposure to music rather than reducing it. And what we have seen with a lot of algorithmically based music curation is that it actually tends to narrow tastes rather than widen it.
That was Matt Armitage, tech guru from Culture Pop. What kind of content are you expecting to see on YouTube Shorts? Daryl, do you have any preference?
You know, while listening to Matt talking, I was of the opinion of, you know, short videos, you know, much easier to do. Longer form videos are much harder to do. But after listening to him, I kind of think the opposite now. I think shorter videos actually require more skill to condense all the information into that 1 minute video, right?
Exactly. I think it's a bit like Twitter back then, right? I kept on going back to that, but it's kind of true. Like it makes it a bit difficult for you to actually come up with a content that's concise, that's just, you know, 1 minute long, right?
Yeah, I think if you take it back, you know, pre-Spotify era, YouTube was always there for us. Anything we want to listen to, anything we want to watch, you just type in on YouTube, right? So yes, I think they do have an advantage, right, when it comes to this. And YouTube Music as well, it's part of their family, so.
Exactly, yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I wonder whether it will have also the same success as TikTok.
Yeah.
If you'd like to say anything about this, you can feel free to tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can even WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
One last point though. I know most TikTok users on mobile, right? I wonder if YouTube can emulate the same experience on mobile as well.
But to be fair, I've been using YouTube a lot on my mobile devices, so there's that as well.
Only one way to find out. YouTube Shorts has rolled out, hasn't it?
Yes, but only in its beta form. But you can actually, if you scroll through your YouTube app on your mobile devices, you'll be able to see some short videos there.
Alright, YouTube Shorts, do look out for it. Coming up, we're going on to a rapid fire new segment we like to call By The Way. But first up, we have a new tune from Dave.
Yes, this is a fresh one from Dave featuring Stormzy. Here's Clash right here on the Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.